If you got your Bible, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter number 9. I want to magnify a little bit of what's going on this morning. We've heard a whole lot about our salvation. Amen. How many glad you're saved? And I'm gonna give you one verse of scripture. And I was going to go a different direction, and I may do a little bit of that, but I want to magnify one verse of scripture. Some people say, well, how can you preach a whole sermon from one verse of scripture? Well, you'll see in just a moment. I want you to look at this wonderful verse in 2 Corinthians 9 and verse number 15. 2 Corinthians 9, 15. If you're there, say amen. Amen. And I do want to thank God for those from Van High School. You're our honored guest today, and thank God for you. And I want you to know we're glad you're here, and every first time attender you're here that's here, we're glad for you. I'm excited to preach this morning. Listen to this thought. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I'm not going to allude on the context as much as I ordinarily would, but let me give you the context. This whole chapter is talking about our responsibility of giving back to God. Not just your time, but your treasure. And I'll say this to you. You ever get hooked into God and get saved, it won't be no problem for you to tithe. It won't be no problem for you to give a mission offering. It will not be no problem for you to give to the building fund, because you got a gift that keeps on giving. That's what I want to preach on this morning. A gift that keeps on giving. Now, I want you to know something. Every one of us like to get something under the tree. But I've never got anything under the Christmas tree that ever lasted forever. I ain't never got no gift. By the way, most of the time I get a gift maybe worth $100 and sell it at a yard sale for two. And how many's been there? Say amen. Our earthly gifts perish. But the great gift of salvation keeps on giving. Paul was a great Christian. Paul was saved and he was serving. But I want you to know, you got saved the same way Paul did. So there's no excuse for us to not serve God since we've been saved just like he did. But I'm aware of something. Sometimes we have dips in our Christian life. Sometimes we hit roadblocks and kind of slow down. You might say, Preacher Smith, what keeps you from slowing down, or what will keep me from slowing down? Never forgetting. Are you with me? Never forgetting the gift that God gave you the moment you got saved. Somebody say amen. I'll tell you what, you want to know what keeps this old man still pumping and preaching and giving my best, is because I was given a gift that was from another world. I was given a gift that keeps on giving. Woo! Let me give you four things. I just want you to look at the text. First of all, thanks. Paul's attitude of gratitude. Here's what he was saying. I thank God that he saved me. I thank God that he's kept me saved. Every morning I can wake up not worrying if I'm saved or not. Every day I know when I face this world, I'm not facing it alone.
Amen.
Every moment of my life, I know there's someone inside of me that I'm acknowledging what he done for me, and that is thankfulness. You say, what are you thankful about? I'm thankful. Let me read a verse. Y'all just stay with me. I feel some preach coming on. Let me read a verse. I'm going to read verse. The Bible said, for we know that all things work together. How many believe that? For the good to them that love God, to them which are the called according to his purpose. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called. And whom he called, them he also justified. And whom he justified, them he also glorified. Now let me just sum it up for you. I'm thankful because I've got a calling. How many remember when you got under Holy Ghost conviction? And that Holy Ghost conviction showed you that you were lost and on your way to hell. And God called you from darkness into his glorious light. Hallelujah. Not only was I called, the moment I trusted Christ, I was converted. And then the moment I trusted Christ, I was changed. If any man be in Christ, he's what? Yeah, I'm acknowledging that today. The gifts we got here in this world, they lose their glimmer. They lose their appeal. They're not just the same as they used to be. But I want you to know something, Brother Brian, what he gave me at salvation, I'm thankful for, because it does not lose its glimmer. It does not lose its shine. It does not lose its power. It does not lose its prominence in my life. Somebody help me preach. We ought to acknowledge him and be thankful for what he done for us. Amen. Did I say I was going through this verse? Number two. Thanks. Listen to this. Be unto God. Not only Paul's attitude of gratitude, his acknowledgement of God. Can I say about four things about God for you? He has a self-existent personality. He always has been. He always will be. There's nothing that keeps him going. He does not have to have a shot of coffee to wake up on. He's an ever-present God. Time does not have any effect on him. Whoop! My Lord, I'm about to get happy at my own preaching. He's a God that has a self-existent personality, but he's a God that has a supreme position. He's way up high, looking down low. Could you imagine the great God of the universe would even look down to you and I? We're faulty. We're messed up. We were on our way to hell. But he looked from his high, supreme position down to where we are today. And you're a child of God because he looked beyond your faults and saw your need. Well, glory. And then I see his sovereign providence. Boy, this right here helps me. He orchestrates this whole world. I want y'all to look at me. We may seem like this world's out of control, and everything around us is going crazy, but God's got it all. And you know what's so good about it? He's got me. Now, I don't want you to get too shook up about what I'm ready to say, but I believe that God orchestrates and has orchestrated every one of your salvation. How many believe that? It just didn't presto happen. There was a God that was working behind the scenes to get you saved. Through his providence. He was the guy that brought, he's the God that brought that person in your life to give you a track. He was the God that had a mother praying for you that you'd get saved. He is the God that gave you a great mom and dad who showed you Christ your whole life. Somebody help me preach. Then I see he's supplying provision. My God shall supply all your needs. Amen. Thank God for his supply. He's supplying. It's still an amazing thing to me on how God worked in my life and supplied God's great salvation. Let me give you a verse. Y'all still with me? I want to read you a verse. Philippians 1:6. Being confident of this very thing, that he hath begun a good work in you. First of all, God's responsible for the origin of your salvation. Oh, somebody help me. We'll perform it. God's responsible for the operation of your salvation. Listen to this. Until the day of Christ. And he's responsible for the outcome of your salvation. I want you to know something. He originated salvation. He operated salvation. And if I'm going to heaven and you're going to heaven and we're not going to hell, I'm not depending on me for the outcome. I'm depending on God for the outcome. I'm saved by the grace of God, kept by the power of God. Do what?
That should make us happy. Make us want to shout. I'm thankful. Amen. He's faithful.
He said something. I don't know if all y'all back there said. He said that ought to make us happy. Ought to make us shout. Now, whether you shout on the outside or on the inside, you're not maybe like that. You ought to be shouting on the inside that you ain't going to hell no more. And the... And God took your old black soul and put it in his red blood, and a white garment came out, imputed righteous. Somebody praise him this morning. Then number four, three. Thanks. That's the attitude of gratitude. Be unto God. That's the acknowledgement to God. Listen to this. Zach, this makes me want to take a stroll around this building. But for his unspeakable gift. That's all the gift. It's unspeakable to think that God would save me. If you're here this morning, God has a gift. By the way, you can't earn a gift. He gives you a gift that will save you, that will keep you saved. Am I preaching? That will justify you, sanctify you, And the moment you got saved, you'll even get glorified. That means it's automatic that you're going to heaven, because in the eyes of God, you already got a glorified body and you're sitting in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Somebody ought to praise his name. I'll tell you what God done. He took an undeserving sinner. Now I'm slowing down. I'm trying to land this plane. Before you think that you're much, I want to tell you, you wasn't much.
Amen.
He, my God, you know why I'm such all of a gift? He took an undeserving, hell-bound, wicked, to the core sinner. You know why we don't appreciate the gift very much? And you know why some of you are, your Christianity is dry and dead? Because you ain't living on what you got. Because I want to tell you something, it's a gift that keeps on giving. I was saved 49 years ago, and I want you to know it ain't dull. It's still going. It's still wonderful. It's still glorious, and it keeps on giving. Morning, if you're here, I can't tell you how depraved you are if you're here without Christ and how lost. Bible sums it up, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Bible says you were wicked. And then this undeserving sinner, God demanded an ultimate sacrifice. Look at me. We ought to be thankful. You know what God done? He pinned your sin and nailed your sin to the cross. Can I tell you a little bit about crucifixion? Look at me. Doctors will tell you this. Christ suffered every flesh wound common to man. He was wounded for your transgressions and bruised for your iniquities. And the chastisement of my peace was upon him. But thank God, with his stripes, we are healed. How awesome is the gift? He took an old undeserving sinner and gave the ultimate sacrifice to provide the most unexplainable salvation. I can't explain it all. All I know is I'm saved. I'm being saved, and one day I will be saved. You say, I don't understand that. I got saved the moment I got trust of Christ on the inside, and nothing will change that. I am being progressively saved on the outside. By the way, that's justification, sanctification. Then one day he's going to finish the deal, and the Lord himself is going to come from heaven with the voice of an archangel and the trump of God and change our vile body into likeness of his glorious body. Man, and that ought to produce an unchangeable shout. I have people ask me why I get so excited. Well, you bunch of folks, I've watched you at ball games. Dave Briscoe, I've watched him. He gets right real out of sorts when he goes to the ball game. Come on, Dave. Ain't no use bowing your head and praying. It's the truth. I saw you with your arm around your girl that got seventh place in the cross country yesterday, like you was, whew. Ain't that wonderful? But I want y'all to know something. There ain't nothing grander. Ain't nothing ought to give you more of a shout than that God kicked the final point to get you into heaven. He scored the goal. He shot the shot. He done it all. And it ought to produce a shout as while we go around like this. Here's some of you. Lord God, you got saved. You're not going to hell. You're washed in the blood. You're sealed to the by the Holy Spirit to the day of redemption. You can't go to hell. One day you'll get raptured. Shout about it. I'll tell you what we need to do. We need not to forget his accomplishments and think a lot less of our own accomplishments. Amen? I tell you what we do. We start worrying about everything around us instead of what he done for us. Now somebody left this up here. I don't know whose it is. Good. So does it have your car keys on? Good. So what I'm going to do, come here, Josh, because it really doesn't bother me at all. I'm going to give you a gift of his car and everything he got. Thank you. Now, hold a minute. Hold a minute. Hold a minute. See how easy that was? Here's what you got to do. Realize you're a wicked sinner and repent. And you can't earn anything. You just receive the gift. You just take the gift. You know what? There's people, this is such a simple plan of salvation, that stumble over it and die and go to hell. If you came to this church this morning, for whatever reason you came, I'm going to tell you why you're really here. Because God in his providence brought you here for a moment that you can receive the gift. Amen. Bow your head with me. And those who are being baptized, go ahead and get ready. Heads bowed and eyes closed. And maybe you ought to come and just praise him for your salvation. How many right now say, Preacher Smith, if I died today, 100%, I am 100% sure I'd go to heaven because I've received the gift. Raise your hand. Hold my pie over the house. Thank you. Now I want to ask you a question. How many here is here today? You couldn't raise your hand to say you're saved, but you don't want to die and go to hell. And you would love to have God in your heart before you ever die or for the Lord comes. And you've never asked him to come. You've never really received his gift. How many in this room's not saved? And you know you need to be and you're like, this won't save you, but can I pray for you that you'll realize what God done for you and that you can get the real gift of salvation? If you're here in this room, never been saved, would you just raise your hand up right now and say, Preacher Smith, I'm not saved. God bless you. God bless you. Never been saved? Amen. Thank you. Anybody else? Can I ask you a question as you're looking at me? Nobody else. Would you like to be saved? Would you come? I mean, it's easy. We'll help you. Just in a moment, just come. There's another hand there. I believe God wants to save you this morning. I mean, it's a gift. You don't want to do anything but come and trust him. Stand with me. I want to pray for you. You that looked at me, raised your hand so honestly that you just sit by your seat, come up here and receive the unspeakable gift. It's a gift. Would you please do it? Father, right now I want to pray for these two young men and one young lady that raised their hand. Lord, I can't save them. But Holy Spirit, these young men were so responsive so quickly. That tells me that they're interested. Lord, right now I looked up there and they come already. Lord, bring others. Thank you for your unspeakable gift. Lord, help both of these boys get saved right now. In Jesus' name.